welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, January 9th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got comments from both Dave and Barb Ajima. I'm going to get first in here, though, Cliff Tolini of Tolini Farms. He's a longtime serving public servant over in the Presque Isle County area. I believe 20, 25 years as supervisor, Alice Township, and then county commissioner. He is our beef farmer. Again, if you'd like to try his beef, text me beef, and I'll text you the link to his farm, the phone number 989-733-2782. Cliff has a comment as he's listening to the show. The problem is that the Michigan Republican Party is full of establishment rhinos. The establishment rhinos, Rogers, Mr. Rogers, that's running for U.S. Senate, is trying to suck up to Trump by claiming that he's endorsing Trump. Also, he disagrees with Ian. He says he is way wrong. Everyone knows Trump is a proven America First winner and the only candidate that can correct this disaster that we're in. Let's see. Patriot Jim, the Republican Party in Michigan does a private party. It could have a closed primary. I'm not really sure about the election law part of this. I'm sure the attorneys have looked at it. I know one person claims that this proposal, this idea that we're going to be talking about on Saturday, violates a certain Michigan compiled law. And I'm going to research that. So we'll see exactly where this all plays out. Barb Ajima says, I'm guessing that Ian Murphy is more of a fiscal conservative. Actually, he's a full-blown libertarian. He's not an aligned Republican or Democrat. He's Libertarian Party and very much limited government and fiscal conservative, leave us the hell alone type of guy. So that's who Ian Murphy is. Let's see. Downstate Kim. She's not sure that Vivek Ramaswamy is eligible to be president according to the Constitution. Claims that he was an anchor baby. See, I think the problem lies right there within the Constitution. It's not clear. It is not clear. Because it says if you're born here, you're a citizen. You don't have the term or the phraseology or any referencing to, quote, anchor baby in the U.S. Constitution. It's implied that the parents should be here legally, number one, and number two, at least naturalized citizens, that their children born here would then be automatically citizens. But there's some ambiguity there, and honestly, I think it's going to end up having to go to the United States Supreme Court. She claims the same thing can be said of Nimrata Haley. That's her legal name. She goes by Nikki Haley, the former governor of, what was she, North Carolina? I forget. Don't really care because I don't think she's going to go anywhere at all. One of the political consultants, advisors, I believe he was Barack Obama's chief of staff at one point, this David Fluff guy, Pluff, Ploof, whatever the heck you pronounce his name, P-L-O-U-F-F-E. I've seen this tweet on his X account. A few days ago, when was this? June 13th of 2016. It's not enough to simply beat Trump. He must be destroyed thoroughly. his kind must not ever rise again. Well, this, of course, was prior to him becoming president on November of 2016, beating Hillary Clinton. Yeah, 2016. Yep, that's what I said. It's funny. Officer Rick, he's down in Genesee County working as a school cop today, listening to the show. Randy, it sure seems to be a coincidence that everything that happens with the state Michigan GOP always seems to happen at my county GOP. We had trouble brewing for the last 2 to 3 weeks now. I don't know. We're not really having any issues up here in northern Michigan. I'm in communication with many of the county chairs, and not happening up here. So very interesting what's happening down in Livingston County, though, that's for sure. Let's see. Nope, I think we got them all. Okay, we're all caught up. Interesting conversation, though, with Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig. Greatly appreciate him coming on and giving us his perspective on things. Kind of interesting, a political consultant for yesterday made quote of the day. It would be like casting a movie by choosing people who look like the part without bothering to conduct a screen test. It might work out one time out of 100. But James Craig is not the random rare success. That was quote of the day by Mark Grubner. He is a political pundit for Practical Political Data. When the supposedly U.S. Senate candidate James Craig, former Detroit police chief, failed to get the endorsement by the Southeastern Michigan Police Chiefs Association. Kind of interesting. Because one of the things that he, I think, was planning on was getting all of law enforcement's endorsements. All of the various police organizations throughout the state of Michigan. Well, guess what? It didn't happen. And so it's going to be very interesting to see how he responds. And one thing that I'm really curious about, do you think he's going to get enough signatures, 25 to 30,000 signatures, like he was responsible for doing when he ran for governor in 22? Is he going to get the signatures this time for his U.S. Senate run? That's going to be very interesting. Now, one of the things that I also think is kind of interesting is how these various investigations looking into Republicans from years ago is continuing to move forward. As we've been following the former chief of staff and wife of that chief of staff, the Menards, Ann and Robert, are looking at 21 charges brought by Attorney General Dana Nessel looking into the 501c4 nonprofits along with other PACs. Well, now, story comes out that part of these complaints include two organizations that were backed by former majority leader of the state Senate at the time, Mike Shirkey. The initial complaint against Michigan Citizens for Fiscal Responsibility and Michigan and another group called My Michigan was filed by campaign finance attorney Bob LeBrant and former Michigan Democrat Party chairman Mark Brewer. The complaints have been handed over to the Attorney General's office, which reported yesterday that it expects to see a resolution within the next few months. Mark Brewer says if Shirky and his C4s get away with this, that's going to become the model for the way people fund ballot questions in this state. And then all of that is going to disappear. We're never going to see who's actually funding these ballot questions in the state of Michigan, Brewer said. The complaint alleges that Mike Shirky used his two 501c4s to gather money from unknown sources that was then sent to fund Unlock Michigan during the 2020 election. Remember, that was the petition drive effort that was then submitted to the state legislature, controlled at the time by the Republicans. Speaker of the House, Lee Chatfield, Senate Majority Leader, Mike Shirky. They then took the ballot initiative referendum up and voted on it and basically negated all of the lockdown capability of this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Brewer said the issue became criminal when the people behind the nonprofits refused to disclose who the donors were during an agreement with the Secretary of State. That's the bottom line. Disclose the donors, because that's what should have been done from the very beginning. Nonprofits linked to the Unlock Michigan petition drive, $2.33 million. So now they have filed a complaint. It's been turned over to the Democrat Attorney General Dana Nessel. Of course she's going to go after Shirky. She always uses her office to go after her political enemies. That's what she does. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep. Take
out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. This, coming from Downstate Kim, is a screenshot of Donald J. Trump's Truth Social post referring to a Gateway Pundit story, the Gateway Pundit. Nikki Haley situation. Reports indicate that her parents were not U.S. citizens or naturalized at the time of her birth in 1972, based on the Constitution as interpreted by Paul M. Gracia. This disqualifies Haley from the presidential or vice presidential candidacy under the 12th Amendment. But do you see, even Donald Trump had to say as interpreted by this, I believe he's an attorney, Paul M. G-R-A-S-S-I-A, Gracia. Well, the last I knew, Paul M. Gracia, Paul, two L's N, what is that? I thought it was L-M, but it's an L-N, Gracia. He's not a member of the United States Supreme Court. That's where the problem is. It would seem that there is a difference. It would seem there's a difference between birthright citizenship, anchor baby, and natural born citizenship. But you see, Haley herself was born here. And again, there's no clear definition or explanation in our U.S. Constitution when it comes to the term or the phraseology, the practice of anchor baby. So there's some ambiguity there. I think ultimately this is going to have to be decided by the United States Supreme Court. A lot of these anchor babies voting, should they be able to vote? Should they be able to run for office? Should they be able to run for president or vice president of the United States? We've had this discussion back in 2008 when it was John McCain, who was born on a military base, not inside the continental United States of America. We had this discussion over Ted Cruz. Now it seems like we may be having this discussion about Nikki Haley or even Vivek Ramaswamy. So we'll see. But it's an interesting question. It's an interesting point. Absolutely. I understand. I take your notice of what you're saying. I got it. One of the other components to all of this, Dave Agerman opining in, this is exactly why Congress needs to pass a law that anchor babies of illegals are indeed illegals as well. The Dreamers Act? I agree with you 100%. If the parents are in the United States illegally, and the woman gives birth to a baby, the baby shouldn't be here because the parents and the mother are here illegally. So therefore, the baby should not be given constitutional citizenship. Absolutely agree with you 100%. But do you honestly think that this particular Senate would pass it? Absolutely not. I think with Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House, and the Republican-controlled U.S. Congress, we could pass it in the House, but there's no way it's going to pass in the Senate. That's why this seat that's open, because of Debbie Stabenow not running for re-election, that one seat here in Michigan could be the swing vote for passing things like this, Dave, exactly what you just described, starting January of next year, a year from right now. They get sworn in, and there's a Senate majority of Republicans, along with a Republican president. They can get a whole lot of things done, and I got to say something for the record, they better do it. This very well may be your last bite of the apple. We get a larger majority in the House. We take back the U.S. Senate. We get a Republican president. You better have a bucket list and ram it through, just like Governor Gretchen Whitmer did to us here in the state of Michigan last year. I'm still getting used to referring to 2023 as last year. I think I got it down. But what they did that I teach in this class that's coming up in St. Ignace on Saturday, February 3rd, I teach the class, folks, as the Speaker of the House, Democrat Joe Tate. I teach the class and demonstrate Robert's Rules of Order as to exactly what the Democrats did to the Republicans in the House and the Senate in 2023. And that's exactly what the Republicans must do if they get the majority back in the Senate and elect a Republican president. Then they need to get the power. They grab the gavel and they run with their bucket list. We have to make sure elections have consequences. Text me, class. I'll send you the information. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back. Hour number three, actually. Wow, it's moving fast. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent